Time to bring in Pat Pagetto and get a chilly start to our day. Good morning, Pat.
It is 30s, upper 30s, yeah, as far south as Long Island this morning.
Yeah, I got at my house, it was 38, and so I still couldn't get the furnace on full last night, so I left my little heater out in the living room on, and I had an electric blanket in the bedroom, and it was fine. But once again, I'll just wait till I get home to get a shower, and I'll put a call into the gas company today, because every year, Pat, when it's time to start it up for, and it's only a 3-year-old furnace, every year to start it up after it's been laid up for the summer, it just doesn't want to start. It runs for like 3.5 minutes and stops, and they come and they do something, and in about 20 seconds they're gone and it works. But it was cold. It's cold this morning.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't sound right. I mean, they should be able to fix that for once and for all.
Well,
they can't charge you for a service call.
You would think so, because what they have to do is they have to come, and it's a propane furnace, okay? Mm-hmm. And what they say they have to do is there's a fan in there, and the fan will kick on first when it starts, and the fan starts and it runs for like 30 seconds. But then, for some reason, it doesn't run long enough, and so the furnace doesn't kick in. So they say, this is what they said last year, they were down there, and they had to keep spinning that fan until finally it caught, and then it works fine. But they got to fix it sooner or later, because it was, I'll tell you what, the animals were all in the bed this morning, every one of them, even the ones that don't like one another, because it was so chilly.
It's too cold, right? Yeah. It's too cold.
56 in the house. 56!
Yeah, that's much too cold. Well, things will moderate over the weekend. This is a very quiet weather pattern. There's not really much to talk about or worry about. So, that's a good thing. We'll have sunshine today. It'll be in the mid and upper 60s. Tonight will be in the mid 40s. Tomorrow, 70 to 75 and sunny. Sunday, sun, then clouding up, mid 70s. And Monday, it'll be cloudy with some showers in the low 70s. And we have showers on Tuesday as well. So a really, really quiet weather pattern. And that's what, October is generally a quiet month. Generally,
yeah.
We all know how that works.
Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, it's obviously starting off colder than we've had in previous Octobers.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember last year. I can't remember last October, but... Yeah. I know we closed up Columbus Day, but I'm not sure. I think it was kind of mild, and people were saying to us, why are you closing up? It's so nice. I said, well, yeah, maybe nice now, but that could change in 1 week. So, and there's a reason they're called summer cabins, because that's what they are,
Summer cabins, that's exactly right. Why are you closing up now? It's nice. Well, because, it's not going to be nice sooner or later, so...
And, I don't particularly cherish walking up the hill and going to an outhouse when it's in the 30s overnight.
Never mind walking up the hills to the outhouse. Sitting in the outhouse.
Thank you. That's another story.
That's not much fun at all.
No, not at all. So, meanwhile, that is really it. Everything else has been relatively quiet. This weekend, we shoot the movie Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And we have a little break. I told you Saturday night, my friend David, who is across the lake, he's going to have a barbecue pit fire party for much of the cast. So looking forward to that. At least there's a little break there. And that's it. We're trying to get this thing done. But even as I look at the Columbus Day weekend, we are shooting Saturday and Sunday of Columbus Day weekend, which only leaves me Monday to close up, and I hope that's going to be enough time. If not, I may have to go back up the week after Columbus Day.
You're going to have to pay the crew time and a half.
Yeah, so time and a half times 00.
That's right.
They better pay me.
Well, at least it's going to be warm when you're shooting. Because I remember one year, it was in the 30s or 40s when you were shooting.
Oh, there were a couple of years that it was terrible. And some of the stuff was outdoors.
Those cameras don't work well in the second.
Yeah, the camera lenses were getting, condensation on it. Oh, it was just so cold. And I couldn't even I couldn't even hold the camera with my hands. It was so cold.
That's one thing I found out when we were doing football, and we started filming it. The minute the temperature got below 50 degrees and it was windy, the digital camera did not want to function properly. And you're right, you get some condensation on the lens, and then the battery goes much quicker when it's cold. I mean, it's a pain to shoot in cold weather. It really is.
Oh, yeah, it really is. So, you know, and thank goodness most of the shoots are interior, but we do have exterior next Sunday. That's outside, and it's going to be on a deck near the lake. It's a little party scene. So that's going to be outside. Right now, it looks like it would be cool. I'd say 60s, which is not bad.
No, that would be okay. Once you, if you buy a lake by water in the fall, where it gets bad is once you get like 45 to 50 and a little breeze. Then all of a sudden, your hands, it affects your feet.
It's kind of dampish, right? You're right. Yeah, but I told everybody, I said, you know, for this weekend, just make sure you bring up some warm clothes. Not so much, you know, when we shoot during the day, we're indoors, but, you know, at night, I mean, especially now this, the barbecue fire pit thing, I'm sure tomorrow night's going to be chilly, you know, it's going to drop into the 50s, because it'll be clear. One thing about David, whenever David does something, he's the gentleman that, he's got hours like you and me, he's retired, but he likes to go to sleep no later than 9, he gets up at 4, and then he takes a nap in the afternoon. So one thing about him, he's starting the barbecue at 4 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, which means he hopes to have everything over and done between 8 and 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shouldn't be too cold.
No. He'll have hot cocoa there, right?
He's going to have margaritas. That's what he's having. Don't look at me because I don't drink that.
Margaritas when it's 50 degrees.
Yeah, but you know this crew, they'll be drinking margaritas like it's hot cocoa.
That's right. Well, the alcohol will give them some immediate feeling of being okay, but after a while, it makes you even colder.
Not me. I told them I'd make my chocolate chip cookies. They all love my chocolate chip cookies. So I was trying to come up with a way to make it look a little fall-like. So what I'm going to do is I'll make my chocolate chip dough, and I'm going to divide it in half. And half of it I'm going to color it orange. And the other will stay, you know, the light brown. And then I will mix the two. So it'll come out like a marble, a light brown and orange with the chocolate chips on it. It won't change the taste in any way, shape, or form. So that's what I'm making today.
Why don't you make half of them with white chocolate chips and say that's a snow?
They probably don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear anything with the word snow in it, that's for sure.
You know, it'd be great. You could say, here, these are normal chocolate chip cookies for the fall, and you've got the fall colors on there, and then you could have little white dots on the other ones and say, this is when it snows in the fall.
I could do white chocolate chips, though, but that's a thought. You're right. That's a thought.
Not on all of them, because you know there's people that chocolate chip cookies. It's got to be dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate. Yeah.
Dark. Exactly. What is this? This isn't a chocolate chip cookie. What is this? That's what some people say.
All right. So I'll do that this afternoon. Get my stuff ready, and then off into the wild blue yonder tomorrow morning.
And you've got a full weekend ahead of you planned.
Full weekend. Yeah. Full weekend.
Isn't it so nice you got your air conditioner fixed and it's so cold?
Isn't that nice? That worked out perfect, didn't it? During the biggest heat wave of the year, we had no AC. And then all of a sudden, the Arctic air pours in and we have AC. That's my luck.
That's life. Well, the Mets are done for the year.
They sure are done.
They finished their last game last night.
Yeah. Did they win, Marshall?
They did. They won 12-3. They won their last game.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, so the Yankees still alive for a playoff spot.
Right.
So it's Boston. So, and of course, my football team, the Giants, they're 0-3 like they always do at the beginning of the year. So it's an up and down sports time for me.
Well, that's good for you. Yeah, I'm glad the Mets are through, the Cyclones are through. We still have the Long Island Ducks to worry about. So the summer clients leave, and then the winter clients begin.
Yeah. And you're doing a lot of movies now still again, right?
They're coming in. We have a new one that's starting not next week, the week after, in Tucson, Arizona. The name of the movie, Sandy.
Sandy.
Yeah. I have no idea what that's about. I have no idea who's starring in it.
That's all right. Well, I guess at this point, I'm going to wish you a good weekend and hope you get through it and get all your filming done. And we'll speak to you on Tuesday. Speak to Jamie about his levels.
Well, he told me on Tuesday that he's ordering a new microphone. Okay. The problem is with the mic, so he's ordering a new microphone.
All right. That's good.
So hopefully he'll have it.
All right. If not, he's still okay. I can adjust it here. So.
Okay. Thanks, Marshall. You have a great weekend.
You too, Pat. And say hello to your crew for me.
Yeah. I'll see you Tuesday.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with, of course, a check on our tri-state forecast. And you can get this if you missed the conversation. You want to hear it. RobinHoodRadio.com. Click on On Demand. Click on Weather with Pat Pagano.